Next item, please. 606.
Adopt and authorize the submission of the action plan fiscal year 2019 to 2020 for the Community Development Block Grant, Home Investment Partnership, Emergency Solutions Grant, and Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS program to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Thank you. We have Kim McCarty and Matt Schaubold from the Housing Bureau here. And, oh, I'm sorry. We do not have Kim McCarty. We are blessed with the director, Shannon Callahan. Thank you for being here. Brevity counts.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon again, Commissioners. HUD requires the City of Portland to submit an annual action plan. This is the fourth year into a five-year consolidated plan. All allocations accord to our the Housing Bureau's budget, as well as our partner's budget, the Joint Office, as was submitted and approved during the budget process that Council has recently undertaken and approved. We're required to get your formal approval based on the adopted budget before we submit to the Housing and Urban Development. And I'm Matthew and I are here to answer any specific questions you may have.
Director, just to maybe simplify this, we have to submit an action plan, but is it fair to say that the various programs listed on our agenda, from CDBG to HOME to HOPWA, that what we're doing is seeking our share based on a formula?
Yes, and also letting HUD know how we intend to spend those funds in accordance with the already adopted plan and consolidated plan and budget.
Okay, so we're required to submit a plan in order to get essentially our share of a formula-based funds that then support our work. Thank you.
Any further questions? Very good. Please call the roll on item 606. It's an emergency. I'm sorry, was there testimony?
We have Jan.
I'm really thrilled that you guys are focusing a lot today on housing. Mayor, please. Let me state that Save Our Vets and 38 houses for veterans is like a spit in their face. I'm sorry. I don't go for your guys' volunteer stuff. I do a lot with the places that I really, my heart is, okay? And Vets is one of them. I would also like to say I'm paying 60% for housing where I live, and the minute I brought in some new furniture, my neighbors got really jealous to the point where they followed me down to where I was unloading it. And once it got in my house and I left, I came back and there were marks all over my stuff, deep cuts in the wood and stuff. So I'm glad that you guys are focusing on housing. But some of the like my brother said, the locks on my door were made in like 1960 and it takes about 3 seconds to break in. So why is us who are low income having to have more theft from our neighbors and the community because our locks are insufficient? I mean, I just have a real lot of questions about y'all are trying to do the best you can. I understand that. But on the same hand, when people try to bring up things that are really, really out of hand, I've seen them pushed to the wayside. So I'm going to hope that this is going to help at all. And I am proud of you guys for addressing the issue. Please, Mayor, more than 38, okay? Because there's a lot of vets out there. They're homeless. And they feel like they are being like fourth country, you know, when they really, I can't remember how they say it, underprivileged communities and countries, and the vets feel that. And I can say that because I see them every day, guys.
Very good.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me finish.
Sure. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaley.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you to the Mayor and the Housing Bureau for your ongoing work to address these issues. Aye.
Wheeler.
Colleagues, I have some brief closing remarks. As the representative member of the Portland Consortium, the City of Portland has the overall responsibility to carry out all of the related tasks which are required by HUD. The action plan, this is actually our fourth annual plan for the five-year consolidated plan. It details the consortium's strategies for addressing the community's needs for affordable housing and economic development with federal funding. The action plan shows where the city has invested our federal funds in accordance with community input, and it demonstrates how our investments affirmatively further fairer housing by making housing both accessible as well as affordable. And the City of Portland is also the lead agent for the Portland Consortium. That it's noteworthy that this also includes both the City of Gresham as well as Multnomah County. And we're, as indicated, we're required to submit this annual action plan as a condition of receiving four federal formula grants, the Community Development Block Grants, the Home Investment Partnership Grants, the Emergency Solution Grant, and the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS. The action plan contains a snapshot of communities' housing and community development needs. It identifies our local priorities and the strategies that we are pursuing to address those needs. And it makes clear which strategies and projects received federal funding and how those investments affirmatively further fairer housing. And so I want to respect and thank you both for the hard work that you put into this. It's a little bit pro forma, but it is also absolutely critical that we do this in order to continue to receive the federal grants. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you very much for your hard work.